This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, I'm sorry. So we're holding in Perek Tes, and towards the end, I started a little bit. We left off a bit, so I'm going to backtrack a drop. He speaks about, in the Perek, he's speaking about the struggle between the Tov and the Halal, a small Halal Yamin, the desire, the fact that there's a real struggle to take over the rest of the body. In other words, I look at the body as kind of a platform that there's a struggle between the Tzara Tov and Tzara Ra to get to it and so on. So he says, now, what is it? So it starts kind of mid-sentence, but it's he's beginning to explain what is it that the Tzad HaTov would want. The Hainu, Tlas Meichen Sheberoish, Yumimuloi Mechabad Shem Nefesh Elokis. The three Meichen, which is Chachma, Bina, and Das, these are three different strata of knowledge, understanding, and so on, should be filled with the Chabad of Nefesh Elokis. She chokhmas Hashem ubinosoi, lisboinim bigdulosoi, ashad in chekev ein soif, to be misboinim in Gaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So step one, we spoke a little bit about this last time, just want to repeat it so get the swing of it. When we think of the mind, so the mind is a processor, and you have a kid, and a kid is very, very into basketball or baseball or whatever you have not. And he's thinking about it all day. He's mulling over the numbers, the statistics, and who would win and so on and so forth. So his mind is processing a lot of stuff. And the tendency is that you become very attached to it. So the mind itself is not really the source. It sort of is more a kli that you're filling with something. So the chelik, that's the chelik, the kind of person wants that the mind should be full with mulling and pondering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ule hoiled men adea das hayira b'molcho upach Hashem b'libo. Now he's going to go through again, sort of. So what comes out from this? A person thinks and ponders HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. So he says there are two results. There's the yira b'mocho upach Hashem b'libo. The person's intellect is in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give a mashal so that we can understand what he's saying, where he's coming from. If let's say I tell a person, this person is very, very smart. Okay, now show me, or you know, or explain to me how smart he is. How quickly does it take you? How much time does it take you to multiply this by this? I make a cheshbon, and I do it. Okay, now push yourself. How much can you do it? Okay, this amount of time. Now, let's imagine twice as many numbers. And then imagine that this other person does it in 2 seconds. So I ponder that, and then I say, wow, that's extraordinary. That it's when a person, one of the toladas of being misbonim on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's gadlus is a yira emocho. So yira, again, means more awe in the sense of a realization of Godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Katnus Mi. And then Pachad Hashem Beliboy. You have the heart begins to feel a pachad. So the type of emotion we have, I'm in awe. And then, so that's called the response of the Seichel. And then you begin to feel, you know, I don't feel so comfortable being with this guy anymore. It's like, you know, he puts me in his back pocket. That's sort of a feeling that's from the lev. That's the way, those are the two feelings. So the yira is generated by the moach, and the pachar is belibo. The avas Hashem, it's the same way, for instance, a person is thinking of a danger. So the mind processes information and then comes to the conclusion, my gosh, this is really serious. And then it begins to fall apart emotionally. Like, what do I do now? I'm lost. Then he says, the avas Hashem ke'ej bora belibo, kirisha shal heves, lios nichsefo begam kolsa nafshoi, v'chashiko v'chafetza ledveiko boi be'ein soif baruch hu, v'cholev v'nefesh u'me'oit, me'umke de'liba shebechalal ha'imoni. So first of all, this is like the Tanya says in the beginning, and this is his mahalach starts with Yira and then goes to Ava, as opposed to the Rambam that starts with Ava and goes to Yira. And it's a very clear, like we mentioned in the beginning, the Tanya almost uses the Lashon Rambam but inverts it. The point is, whenever I so let's go back to Mashal again. I'm telling you about this and this person. So my first sense is awe and kind of feeling a little bit insecure and so on. And then I would really like to be associated with this person. So when a person perceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what we explained way back when, Yira is the measure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is measured with Yira. If I don't have Yira, then what I love is something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I think Yankel is a nice guy, but I don't have the slightest inkling of his genius and his person or whatever it is about him. So what I like is this friendly, sweet fellow next door, but I don't like the atzmius. Yira gives me a sense, you know, each point that at what I can be masig of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And then it's possible to be mishtokik, because everybody can like HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you picture him like Santa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings gifts on holidays, Jewish ones, obviously, but you know, so what do I love? I love the fellow that's nice to me. You know, I know somebody, unfortunately, a person is really, it's a woman, she's struggling, and she has this thing, she loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu deeply, and she recognizes that he loves her back, and he wouldn't want her to do anything that makes her feel uncomfortable or not happy. So in one equation, everything and anything she wants to do is done b'shem Hashem. The person basically is cast off, kemat the entire, again, this it's a, I don't think it was an intellectual process, but it's so the Yira establishes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and the Ahava is my desire to live up to it, to be part of it. So he says the Avasim ke'ish baras b'liv k'shashal heves. We'll see in a second that this is a very, very, it's a description of a certain type of Ava, which he will turn to a different Ava, and we'll talk about it in a minute. But this is the Avasim ke'ish baras b'liv k'shashal heves. Now, he also speaks about being dovek in Ein Seif Baruch Hu. It's a tricky piece, because it's easy to picture something with a clear border, with a clear boundary, but then then I don't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu either. The idea that I want to be Dovok and Ein Soif, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Soif, I can't reduce a Kadosh Baruch Hu even mentally to any specific form or description, and yet I need to be Dovok that way. That's a very, very tough one. It's something that really is not easy. And that's why we have this issue. So the person is developed. So by having these feelings, this is what's happening. She had toiche rots of ava molivik godush, ashetispashikam chalas moli. He wants the feelings to overflow in a way that they also come into chalala smali. Remember, the tachlis is that the entire person, the cholavavcha, be over Hashem. So what the person wants is to stoke the ava to a degree that it overflows and goes into the chalala smali as well. So the tachlis is so it's very interesting how different an understanding and approach it is than what we're used to. We're used to feeling me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all about the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Hara is a problem, so we got to deal with it. We have to find a way to neutralize the Yetzer Hara, and that's that. The Tachlis is B'chol Levavcha, which means that even the parts of the person that are the physical parts of the person also bring in towards and bring into this Ava. It means that so the marshal, like let's take the simple marshal, a person is a normal person, so he has an appetite, he's hungry, he's looking for parnasa, and he finds a good business to go into. So he has a business that he's dealing with, and it comes in the middle of the day, he's hungry, and so it's not a stira. Now he goes to eat lunch. A person who really gets caught up in his business, his stomach and nerves are not hungry. They're as excited with his business deal, and all systems are gung-ho to do the business deal. And he's no longer tired, he's no longer hungry, he's all that. He somehow managed to be mitzarif the other parts of self to that. When a person's excitement in ruchnius gets to a point where it overflows, it's not just the particular desire and want of my ruchnis of self, but it's managed to get everything else in. That's part of it. So he says, Shehi ataiva shemeklipas noiga, the shanoisel afrom tarugot hazel abbas Hashem, which causes all above Hoshnezerecha. So, when even the parts of the person that instinctively crave physical pleasure, somehow become a chuba to it. It's like when we see a person sometimes who's very into learning. It seems as if every cell in his body, every fiber in his body is aching for that, or a person into chesed, or whatever a person is into. So that's the, you know, it's the goal of his nefesh, the chalala yemani, is to power up and overflow into the other one until it absorbs it as well. There's another point being made here also. The ultimate victory and what you want is not gained by fighting the chalala smali per se. It's gained by overflowing. It's there's a word from the Kotsky once said, I don't want my chassidim not to do averis. I want them not to have time to do averis. In other words, they should be absorbed in toiv where they don't have a tzadra. So here also, if a person were to have a very strong sense of tainuk in his world of ruchni, there wouldn't be a tshuka for anything else because it would overflow. V'hainu, sheyala v'yovigil madregas avarabah, v'chibo yisera, mimadregas ava azakirish ve'esh, v'anikas v'kosev ava besanugim. This anegal shemin olam haba, v'sanegal olam haba. Look, so here he's making a point. He talks a lot about this in different places. This is one of his yisoidas in Avodas Hashem. There's what he calls ava besanugim and rish ve'esh. Shall have his car. Both of them taken from Shir Hashirim. My office man am dav besanugim and shafarish ve'esh azakam avis avo koshik shal kina. So the common martial use to describe it. So first of all, one is somehow associated with fire, v'shafarish ve'esh. One is associated ava betanugim. Water is always the shayrish of tainug, like we spoke last time. We saw the yisoda mayim is the betanugim and so on. So let's give a dimyan of imagine a person had a very, very nice childhood and he moves away from home. And he is wherever he is. He hasn't been home for a year, two, three, and he comes home. So the feelings of wanting to come home are most intense when he's been away. There sort of is a thirst and a longing for something that he's missing. It's an ache for something that's missing. He comes home, he's there a day, two, three. There isn't all that much that he enjoys being around the old folks. And he really misses it when he's not there, but there is no strong tainug now. That's a situation where, on the other hand, there's somebody that I actually have a strong kesha nafshi with, just is the type of person that I have a very strong kesha with. And when I'm with him, I spend hours and hours and hours because I just enjoy the company and so on. So Rishafer Shaesh is, it's a type of Shukha Takach Baruch Hu, because a person is really, really a Chelek Al Kaimi Mal. That's where I come from. So it's in me that I'm missing it. I feel that I'm missing it. And I yearn for it. And it's a very strong draw. But when I'm back again, and I get over the initial, you know, reunion, I haven't developed that strong sense of tainug, of chibur and tainug. So just like a person who is away from ruchnias, you know, he's busy, whatever it is, comes back, there's a sense of coming home, there's a sense of yearning. But he may not have a sense of ongoing ava and so on. So he's describing two types of meshichas, two types of ava. One is rishafer rishfe eish. So that's something that, since eish is something that dries out things, so you're thirsty because your body's missing water. So it's a very strong, a person who's dehydrated has a strong trigger for water. And when he grabs the first water, he gulps it down, but that's it. The sitting and sipping water doesn't produce a type doesn't produce tainug. A person who's kind of so fine wines and he sits and sips wine. And so every moment is a moment of tainug. So what he wants is to move on from the Ava Azakish Ve'esh to Ava Betanugim, Lis Anegal Shem Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, our sense of Tainuk resonates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Zeklal Gadol, you cannot be misaneg on something that there's no panemistic resonance with it. If I don't have it in me, so if I have some musical feel and I hear music that's beautiful, and it begins to resonate with me, I can have that. But if it's not there, if I have no, then you can describe to me how wonderful this music is, and how it's the nicest thing in the world, and wonderful. So what? It just doesn't click. L'is'aneg al Hashem is the resonance that Hashem has olam haba. Now, he describes in the next sentence, what's being misanig over here? And there's certainly no physical contact with Hashem Baruch Hu. There's no emotional contact in the way when two people who sort of have an emotional connection. Doesn't exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not shared emotion with us. There's no such thing. We might feel Ava and Yira, but the Ava is about, the Tainug is concerning Das Hashem. That's the one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu shared with us, is Chachma and Das, and B'meila, that's where it's Shaya. So, Lost of Lover, like it says, the Mis'anik for Atarasem Bereshem and the Nenem is Evashkina, is that the Rehem Bereshem is that flow of Tainuk. And again, this is a very strong part of his Shita. It's also Litvish Shita. I mean, he was Litvish, just Siddish. That was part of that was the same part of it. That the Tainuk is a quality of the person's Seichel and Havana. For who bepchinas Hamayim, because Mayim, like we said before, is the source of Tainuk. Eish is a source of Chukah. But Tainug is in water, Vizera Urzarua. And it is the Zera of the Urdat Zarua, Shevnushalakish. In other words, had there not been a seed of a lakus planted in our mind, then this could never happen. The Urzarua is, there's a light that's been seeded in our self, which turns that sense of oinig, which resides in Nefesh Bahamis, to want to be misanig al toiv. So the koach ha-tainug is a neutral koach whose primary or perhaps better word is whose first residence is in the person's guf. A child's sense of tainug awakens when he nurses from the mother, when he's coddled, when it's warm. That's where our sense of tainug starts. It takes work that tainug migrate to other areas. And that's what developing it is about. So the koach hatainug is primarily in that chelik, and the desire, the ultimate goal of the nefesh aloikis is to flow over and incorporate that as well. When you take off, in other words, it comes dressed in taivas achila, taivas arise, taivas that. But those are really dressings. The etzem koach hatainuk is something that's good, except that it's been ensconced in things that are bad. V'chein shar kol hamidas v'leiv shem anfeir v'ava yasham levade. And he wants the emotions to be Lashem Levadei. So we said before, he wants the seichel to be filled. He wants the tainuk. He wants all the midas shebelev. V'chol koyach hadibur shebepeh v'machshav shebemoach. Yu memuloim min levushe machshav hadibur shebemoach kistavada. And all the koyach hadibur in the peh and the machshav should be full, and the vushim machshava diba dav shalakis. She machshava shashem v'teirasoi, liya sichosa kol ayon l'pasik pumi megirsa. So his speech should be full of that also. Now, we spoke, I think last time I mentioned draft. This doesn't mean, maybe technically, yes. So if a person starts by forcing himself to speak Divrei Torah all day long, type of thing a young boy in yeshiva will do if he's in a, you know, he's been turned on very positively and so on. It's a wonderful thing. It's a mitzvah and so on. But that's not what we're talking about. Words are expression of a person's pnimius. If the natural expression of a person is teridic, then it's something that's what we're talking about. Just like the natural thought of a person, the natural speech of a person, a person expresses that which is in his heart and mind, and it's being expressed like that. So he says a very fascinating point over here. It's a mashal from the Zohar. It says that a mashal, a king, wanted to try out, he wanted to test his son, if his son is capable of, running the malchus or whatever it is. So he tests him by hiring a zayna to try to tempt him. Now, the king certainly does not want him to fall for the zayna. The Zayna also, in as much as she's a good citizen of the Melech, she would also like him to be victorious. She's just there to test him. You could take a simpler mashal. If you're giving a child a test, you're testing him, but you very, very much would like him to succeed. The Chelek Hara and the Bria, the Emes also, it's a Nivra, and it wants a person to do good. And therefore, it's something which is also happy with it. I want to add a possible nekuda of hesbet to this. What's the point of this? You know, the Moshe Zayah. It's not that anyone is tempted not to be a tzaddik gomer because he might disappoint his Yetzirah. I don't think we have such compassion that our Yetzirah will feel a failure if Chas v'Shalom we become tzaddikim. I don't think that's quite where we have a problem. But if I do decide to become a good person, to become a tzaddik, there'll be a part of me that's not going along. I want so many other things. So I can push it to a side, I can compress it, but can I get rid of it? And the answer is yes. Because be'etzem the all the koyches of a person are part of a central nekuda. So just like when you have a person who left his shtusim ravolim and he started learning seriously and he's a bentayer and he's a grown up adult, and you ask him, do you miss your baseball cards and stuff like that? So there is a point when yes, person's struggling. There's a point the person laughs and he thinks it's funny. Because that part of itself has become absorbed in a way where there is no self that's been left out there, kind of repressed. It's because down deep, the entirety roots of a person is to do what's right. And when a person is doing right and he knows he's doing right, then call out smoysek tamarna. The whole mitzvah of the person is caught up in this. Okay, we'll hold it over here.